So again, we've had so far, there are six types of Negoim, four in human being, and one in Begodim, and one in Batim, in houses. Mishnah Hay continues now with Hanasokim, with the Rambam that I read in the last in introduction to the last two Mishnayos. The Rambam refers this as Nigi HaRosh V'Azokon, but they refer to in the Torah and here in the Mishnah as Hanesokim. So the Rav says, Negoim Sheberosh Bezokon Kruyim Nesokim, are called in Nesokim. Hanesokim Mitamim Bishnei Shuos, like with the other types of Negoim Nigi Odom. It's 2 weeks, with the exception of the Shechina Mikveh, which is only 1 week, which we just had in the last Mishnah. And b'shnei simonim, two simonim, b'seir tzohov dak u'b'pisoyim. There's a seir tzohov dak, a sort of goldenish, thin hair, u'b'pisoyim, or the spreading of the nega. Now the nisokim is when there is a discoloration, and that doesn't necessarily mean the eight types that we've had so far, the four types of white and their mixtures of red, but in other types of discoloration in the areas of hair where perhaps it's visible, a discoloration in the skin, and the sign of tuma with these discolorations will be suddenly a black hair suddenly turns goldenish, and pisoyon. Besiritzov dak betchila. Let me read the Rav. In betchila nola lo siritzov machlito. If in the verse, very first visit, the Kohen, he sees already in this discoloration in the hairy parts of the facial area, the face and the scalp, with a person who has hair in his scalp, then he's machlit him immediately. That's a sign. So, Besiritzov dak betchilu besof shvur rishon. So the goldenish hair is causes him to be tamei, turns him into a mitzora muklat at the beginning of the first week. Betchila, at the very beginning, the very first sighting, the initial visit to the kohen, if it's there. Or if it's not there, if it shows up b'sof shvur rishon, at the end of the first week, if it doesn't show up then, it shows up b'sof shvur sheni. Or even after the kohen says, after 2 weeks you're clean, you're tahor, all of a sudden, a short time afterwards, it shows up again. It suddenly shows up, not again, it shows up for the first time. Li'achar ha'patur, he's tamei. He's a mitzura muklot. Ubepisoyon, the second simon of tuma, is if this discoloration, again, the most common form of this discoloration were the eight maros that we've discussed in the first perek, the white, the four white colors, starting with Shela, going down to Krum Halovan, and the red admixtures of these four shades of white, but other colors too. But those are the most common, even by Nesokim. So Upibisoyon, if it spreads, is Dafka. It's only Besoshu Rishon, Besoshu Sheni, at the end of the second week, Liach Rapatur, after the Kohen said that he's potter. Umitamim b'shnei shvuos shehen shlosh yos hayom. And the course of the hezger, which is either finalized by patur or by finding that he's muklat, is 2 weeks, shnei shvuos shehen shlosh yos hayom, which again are 13 days. The 13 days again, since the first week, the seventh day also is the first day of the next 7 days, so it comes out to be 13 days. Mishnah Vav, Hakarachas V'Agabachas. Now the Rav already wants to show you where this is going to come up later on. So he says, "Lekamen bePerek Yud Meforesh Ezehi Kurachas VeEzehi Gabachas." Later on, the Mishnais himself in the 10th chapter will deal with those in detail. So the Karachas and the Gabachas, we've had so far that the Karachas is the back of the skull, and the Gabachas is the front of the skull. Mitamos b'shnei shuos become tummy in 2 weeks, u'b'shnei simonim, and with two simonim. B'michya u'b'pisoyon. So the Karachas, again, we're dealing with a bald man, and we're dealing with the front and back of his scalp, and there are two signs of tumah. One is michya, is a patch of raw, like with the arbusser, a patch of live skin, again in the size of a square in the center. Ube pisayon, b'michya b'tchila b'sof shuah rishon b'sof shuah sheni liachar b'tur. The michya, the live skin, is a simen tuma at the very first sighting, b'sof shua rishon, at the end of the first week, or it comes up at the end of the second week, or after he's found to be tohar, it suddenly a while later shows up liachra patur. Ubepisayon, but by the spreading of the area of discoloration, b'sof shua rishon, b'sof shua sheni, and liachra patur. And after the pitur, umitamos b'shnei shuos, again the tuma can be discovered in the course of 2 weeks, shehin shlosha asr yom, which are again 13 days at the end of the first week, 7 days, and then the next 7 days begin on that day, and the next 7 days, and the 2 weeks applies to both the pisoyon and to the michya, the raw skin in those areas.